Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelor Greatest Seasons Ever Wrap Up, plus a little bit of labor of love thrown in there. This is Amy here, as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. A new dawn has broke. We have come out on the other side of something big, Amy.
What's that?
Matt James has been named Bachelor.
Good joke, yeah. I was like, oh, we finished watching like one of the seasons we already watched. Yeah. No, this is huge news.
This is big news. You know, we talked about in our last episode, the Bachelor Diversity Campaign, and how important and great it would be if they named a Black Bachelor. And guess what? They did. They did it. What do you think? Let me know. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, it was announced really early morning, and I think everyone, we were, like, really excited, seemed to be, like, initial reaction, but then it was also, like, why right now? Like, it seemed a little bit reactionary, and so, on the one hand, I'm like, this is great. This is huge progress. This is something we've been wanting, but it doesn't mean that they haven't done all the things that the Batch Diversity campaign calls for, but it shows they're listening and that it was something that they wanted to respond to. So that I'm excited about. I think it's great casting, no matter which way you look at it. So like, if he was going to be on Claire's season and end up as the Bachelor or not, I don't know why we needed the announcement right now. I mean, I know why they wanted to do it right now. But I saw reactions from Rachel, Charlene, and that kind of echoed how I was feeling, but they put it more eloquently than me, that it was like mixed feelings. How about you?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited that this is happening, that this is finally happening. It does feel like a little like, look, we did what you wanted us to do.
I think that's all they need to do.
Yeah, this is a first step in a long line of things they need to do to rectify the past and to change the future. So some of the things that the Bachelor Diversity Campaign outlined was including more people of color in their cast, including more people of color in their production team, which, you know, is something I didn't really think about, but it's so obvious and so necessary that like that those people absolutely need to be in production.
And what was really disappointing to me, I heard Rachel Lindsay talking about this on podcast. She was like, they brought them in for my season and that's the only season they worked on. Like, that's terrible.
Yeah, I heard that too. So people of color need to be brought in on the production side, as well as in front of the camera. We need to see all sides of that. And The Bachelor needs to take responsibility for the show that they have created. And Chris Harrison put a statement up on his Instagram. It says, "We are excited to move forward with both Matt James as the new Bachelor and Claire Crawley as the next Bachelorette. We acknowledge our responsibility for the lack of representation of people of color on our franchise and pledge to make significant changes to address this issue moving forward. We are taking positive steps to expand diversity in our cast, in our staff, and most importantly, in the relationships that we show on television. We can and will do better to reflect the world around us and show all of its beautiful love stories." The executive producers.
Yeah, so that came out after they announced Matt James. So I think that helped show that, okay, it wasn't just like, we think we can just tick this off the checklist and that's all we're going to do to appease people. Like, it shows that they're taking it on. And it's really across reality TV. We've heard Survivor contestants say, like, we need representation behind the camera as well, not just in the cast, to get these stories told. They're not told. We've heard Wendell talk about things he talked about on the island that they just didn't even air, and you don't have the representation behind the camera, you're not going to see it reflected. And so I hope that it's not just like, okay, The Bachelor's doing this, but every show is taking this into account as well.
Yeah, and not just even in production, but like editing and, you know, the storylines and everything like that. It's just marketing. Super important. Yeah. So I think I can speak for both of us that we're really excited about this first step.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is, a first step.
Right. Like, it kind of reminds me of, like, how excited we were for Rachel's season. Like, but we were thinking, like, she was, that there'd be some momentum behind it. Like, oh, this is a big change. Now it feels more like, okay, hopefully this is, like, it's not going to be like with Rachel's seasons where they did that, cast her, and we're like, oh, okay, we're done. We have one bachelorette.
Good for us. We did it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was good to see that statement. It is also unique to have somebody cast as the lead who was not on the show before. Like, he's related, like, tangentially related to Tyler, someone who is on the show. He's really good friends with Tyler Cameron, and he was cast on the show, and the unique circumstances of Claire's season. There were some comments by, like, one of the producers, like, well, he was on our radar before. And we know sometimes, like, people are cast, like, with Bachelor, Bachelorette potential, not really for the lead, or, like, they've, you know, like, oh, that'd be great if it doesn't work out with the lead, that they have the potential. And that's kind of, like, I don't really like that they're, like, kind of trying to claim it, like, oh, we were going to do this before, you know, because you don't know how the season's going to play out or anything. But I miss those days of when, like, you weren't that familiar. I've heard other people saying, like, well, we're not familiar with him. I don't know if I'm going to, like, be as excited to watch from that side of things. But I kind of like that it's, like, a fresh pick. What do you think?
I agree with you. I am a little thrown off by it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't watched a season in which we didn't know the person beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch a lot of the old school Bachelor seasons. I did watch some of the old school Bachelorette seasons. Like, I remember vividly watching Trista's season, but I knew she was on the show before. Like,
yeah,
you know,
with the Bachelorettes, they were always on the previous season.
Yeah. But I'm really excited to meet somebody along with the women and get to know him in a different way than we've known the guys before. Do you think he was cast on the show to be the next Bachelor?
I think, I don't think he was cast for Claire. I'll put it that way. I don't think, okay, you know, he's so much younger than her. He has that tie to Tyler. It's not like she, you know, hangs out with Tyler or, you know, that crew. She wasn't, like, looped in on Hannah's season in any way. Just, you know, her cast was really young to begin with. And I think it was, they were casting people for, you know, not people from Peter's season that could have been the Bachelorette, and then kind of shifted gears based on how that played out. So I think it was somebody they wanted in the franchise, whether it's Bachelor in Paradise and or The Bachelor. And then there was that wrinkle where he was doing Cameo and Claire called him out without calling him out by name, even though he was doing it for charity. So it kind of solves that side of things where they're like, well, I don't know if Claire wants him on the cast, so was he going to be on her season anyway after that? So, because we had discussed that when that came up, like, you know, is he going to show up and they're going to talk it through? How's this going to work? So, yeah, it's interesting. And then some people were wondering if we were going to skip Claire's season. They've clarified, no, like, Claire's season is happening first. She hasn't been recast. We're not just jumping to Bachelor first. So it's weird to have this announcement so early when it's not going to film for it until, who knows when, but after Claire's season, they can't film simultaneously either. So
I heard they might.
Really?
I don't remember where, and I don't know if that's true, but I heard that they, like,
I guess
might
they
just film both kind of at the same time and air Claire's in the fall and air Matt's in January.
You know, that would be smart from the sense of, like, if they're going to get a ranch somewhere or a resort somewhere, and we see how little Chris has to do when it gets, like, a little further down the road with dates and stuff. So if he's just like, okay, well, now I'm going to walk to the left side of the campus, now I'm going to walk over to the right side of the campus. Maybe they could. Yeah, I guess they're not going to have the full staff that they normally have.
Yeah, and they could kind of just, like, use both. Like, I think it would be tough for sure, but do you think these seasons would benefit from having smaller casts?
Yeah, maybe. Or just, why not film Bachelor in Paradise right then too? Like, hey, you guys all move into another wing and the two casts can intermingle.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely gonna be interesting. I haven't heard any, like, developments on, I haven't been looking into, like, the filming updates or what the new theories are of what they're going to do. But, you know, with California's opening up a little bit more, but
yeah,
I don't know the specifics on that. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see, but yeah, overall, like, I'm excited about it for sure. Like, yeah, we'll take it. We're excited. Then we're also very excited, I think, to revisit Caitlin's season. It really jumped around. There were a lot of things they didn't show. So I guess, like, my first question to you is, like, what surprised you the most? Like, maybe let's just go back and forth on some things that stood out to you from watching it. Like, was it, did it bring it all back? Was it like, oh, I totally forgot about this? Were you surprised they left some things out?
It brought some things back. I will say, watching last night / today at lunch, I was like, oh, this was so great. What mm-hmm. a great season this was. And then I really thought back to when we were podcasting it, mm-hmm. and we were hard on this season. Mm-hmm. We weren't hard on Caitlin. No. We loved her as the Bachelorette. But the structure was so weird and we couldn't figure out why. And watching it in that time, it came off like they were punishing Caitlin for yep. the choices she made.
Even travel.
And they just really mess with a lot of different classic structures of the show. And I don't mind when they do that, but it didn't feel like it was done in a positive way. And I don't think what we saw last night really reflected what we saw.
It seemed like revisionist history. Like, now they're like totally celebrating
Caitlin.
Like, they didn't even show, like, I think they were very kind to her in the sense that, like, they didn't show her proposal with Sean at all. Like, if they were really truly going to be like, hey, we're revisiting the seasons and showing you like the highlights, the proposal and the accepting the proposal would be like, you have to include that every time. Like, look what they did with Sean. They showed Lindsay, then they showed Catherine, and they're happily ever after. But like, are they, with every unsuccessful one, are they not going to show the proposal? Because that's like every other season they're going to show.
Like for Ben's season next week, are we not going to see him break up with JoJo? And are we not going to see him propose to Lauren just because Ben has a new fiance and because Lauren's married? Like, I just...
Strange.
Especially if... And I feel like The Bachelor is so interesting because where a lot of TV shows have lost viewers, The Bachelor just keeps gaining viewers and gaining momentum. And so I'd say a lot of people who are maybe checking this out haven't seen these old seasons. They haven't mm-hmm. seen Caitlin's season.
And I was watching Ethan.
Well, yeah, Ethan was so surprised and so disappointed that he didn't see Sean propose to Caitlin. He liked Sean in that 3-hour clip we got.
Yeah.
Ethan got really wrapped up really quickly in the Nick versus Sean storyline. And so to see the breakup with Nick, Ethan, like when Nick got out of the limo first, Ethan cheered. He literally went, yes.
And then so I love it. He has no like awareness. Like,
I know.
He hasn't seeped in the zeitgeist at all.
Yeah. And then to follow that up with like nothing.
We didn't yada, get to yada. See the proposal. Chris was like, and as you know, Sean then proposed, she accepted, and they broke up 3 years later.
I think 3 years is a successful relationship.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I was really disappointed to not see the proposal because it did feel like it wasn't telling the whole story. And I get, you know, throughout the show, yeah, let's, you know, we'll talk to Ben earlier. So then we're not like talking about his fantasy suite day because it's not like the most relevant mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever. But not to see the proposal between who she picked, that was really surprising to me. And I don't think it was the right choice.
No, I think they could have at least shown a little bit of that. Like, I think it's clear that Sean was not going to be on the show. Like, you know, people can turn down whether they want to. I think so. I noticed on his Instagram, he was just kind of like, yeah, people are asking about my love life a lot lately. Not sure why. Like, he's just kind of brushing it away. And he got a new puppy and like kind of teased, like, there's someone special in my life now. I'll let you know later. Like, it's just kind of
cute puppy, by the way.
Yeah, trying to divert, you know. I think doesn't want to get involved, but you know, they have the footage. Like, it's the resolution of what happened. And even, you know, Nick alluded, I'm sure both Caitlin and Nick were assuming that it would be shown, because they both kind of alluded to Nick saying, like, you know, it was clear, like, she had stronger feelings for him. Caitlin said, I still view it as a successful relationship, and they spoke about it. So why not show some of it and show that, like, hey, like, this was a, you know, romantic proposal or whatever, because I don't remember it, but I would have liked to see a little bit of it.
Yeah. I was really, really disappointed about that. Other than that, I thought it was good. I agree with you. It did feel like revisionist history, cutting out a lot of the stuff, especially closer to the end, where we didn't really have, I don't know, we didn't really see what it was like for them to have been in Ireland for so long.
Yeah, I did not remember at all that she got proposed to at the Bachelor Mansion. Like, they brought her back to the Bachelor Mansion. Like, that is not romantic at all. Why would you want that? Like, when Sean had, like, Thailand riding off in the sunset with an elephant, and we've seen, like, these most picturesque settings, and, like, that, I think that jinxed it to begin with. Like, they were not going to last. Like, that's how they treated her. Like, it was, I think they flew maybe her parents out to Ireland to meet the guys, and, but they just stayed in Ireland from, like,
they had their hometowns in Utah. Do you remember? She only met Nick and Sean's family.
Oh my gosh, I don't remember that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was messed up. And what other reason did they have? Was there, like, a volcano going on or something? I'm trying to think if there was something, like,
travel-wise
that they...
I think what they were going to do was go to Patagonia. And there was a volcano, so they couldn't end up going. But that doesn't... And I guess it's hard to, like, find a new location so quick, but it doesn't really make sense as to why she didn't get to go to all their hometowns. Like, that still, that doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
Or why they, like, went to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm really surprised they didn't show the clip of her, like, saying goodbye to Cupcake on, like, a cliff, and show a little more scenery. Like, they didn't show him at all. Like, so some of the things that I remembered about it, it's like, if I'm still remembering it, like, I'm surprised it didn't make the clip show.
Yeah, I think that was a big one. I think we didn't really get to see the goodbye with Jared. I would have loved to see the conversation where Jared told Caitlin that he voted for Britt, but he's so happy it's her.
Mm.
I think that was a really memorable conversation to me. I kind of forgot. I really did forget that we started off with two bachelorettes this season.
Yeah, I forgot how... Like, I knew we, like, hated the idea. And
we loved Caitlin's, and we didn't like Britt. That really brought me back. I remember being like, oh, wow, we did not like Britt, but we love Caitlin. I remember being so nervous.
Like, we knew that Britt would not make an interesting season. Like,
yeah.
And I think it was very clear. Like, producers are not going to leave it up to chance. Like, they cast for, they're going to ask the guys, like, who are you most excited to see? And so I think they wanted Caitlin. But we're just doing this almost more like a stunt or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was surprised we didn't see. Remember that there was that guy that ran after Britt and they dated for, like, a little bit.
Brady. Yeah. I thought when we saw him that we were going to get that moment. I would have liked that.
And I thought we'd get to talk to Britt. I mean, I wasn't clamoring for it, but it just seems to make sense. Like, okay, she can say, hey, it all worked out. Like, I'm happy now. But, and then how cruel it was, like, when he was, like, telling her, and it was just like, well, we asked all the guys, and he did this, like, big, like, fake out kind of thing. But then when he told Caitlin, he just, like, let her off the hook right away. So just, I don't know. It was just like, why did you call her out there? Like, it's just not cool. So I felt bad for her.
Yeah. Yeah. It was tough. You know, there are some things I forgot, like that really horrific conversation with Ian.
Yeah. I'd forgotten that too. I loved how Caitlin handled it though. Like, I would not have been that cool in that situation. Like, I probably just would have cried. Like, she was like,
yeah,
processing it, but giving it back to him. And like, yeah, that was interesting to see. And then I didn't realize, like, when I saw Ian, like, I knew that was coming up, but I didn't realize it was all because of that she let Nick back in. Like, that caused so much drama. The guys were so upset that she just was like, hey, I want to, like, make sure about my feelings for this person that I was talking to before I met any of you guys seems very reasonable. Mm-hmm. They were cast just like anybody else, but they just seem more like they didn't want anyone else to like be on their season. Like, hey, you had your season. And it was so disrespectful for him to be brought back. But
and I forgot how late Nick came in.
Yeah. And then to make it like final too, like I guess they had a right to be upset, but at the same time, like she was right to choose him to come back because that's where her strongest feelings besides with Sean were. So yeah, and then they were teasing this whole email thing, these love letters.
What? No, this was so dumb. This was so dumb.
I mean, it seemed like they were going to read them, right? Like, yeah. We just see like physical footage of it or something, like printed out.
Maybe it was on Andy's season that like Nick left her a letter or something.
Mm-hmm. So it was just basically that, what was it that Nick... he had been talking to Caitlin before, mm-hmm. and then decided that, okay, you're going to go on the season. They were kind of talking like, well, if you don't make it and Britt's chosen, just like come hang out with me in Chicago. And it was sort of like, or if this doesn't work out. And then, so he was just like writing to her while her phone was taken away. So these letters just like went into the ether and didn't amount to anything. But, and then she never saw them. And then he found them later on. But we didn't hear what it said. It was just like, Chris said he read them. I don't know why you would provide them to Chris to read and what this does. But yeah, never before heard about letters.
Well, and then there was that whole weird thing with the a bombshell. There's a bombshell. And it was that Caitlin gave Nick like a signal on Jimmy Kimmel or something. And it was so weird.
Yeah. And I think I even heard Nick talking about that in some interview before. So, yeah, it was like they were flirting, basically, FaceTiming, DMing, texting before the show. So it's like she's probably just like, yeah, I'll give you a little wink or whatever. I'll, you know, make the sign when I'm on Kimmel. But yeah, it's interesting to like go into the season with like her having him in the back of her mind. And yeah, and ultimately Sean won out, but. She did say like she needed till that last moment. So he showed up at the podium at the Bachelor Mansion to propose. And I didn't remember like how rough that was.
Brutal it was. Yeah.
And we were Nick fans even before it was cool.
Yeah, we were. Oh, it just brought me back, Amy. Yeah. Oh, it really did. When he came up to the mansion with his cute beard, I was like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so hot to me. Like even last night, I was like, "Woo!"
I know he like I didn't realize like his glow up happened like during the season. Like I knew that like, whoa, Nick looked so different from Andy's season. But when he showed up at the beginning of Caitlin's season, he looked the same, you know. But the facial hair really like made a huge difference. Yeah, I agree. So that was the evolution of Nick. It's kind of weird to me, too, that he wasn't, like, even in consideration for The Bachelor at that time.
I just don't think he was particularly liked. Yeah. He was liked among you and I, but right. I don't think he was liked amongst, you know, Bachelor Nation. I think even when he was named Bachelor, we were happy, but I don't think many people were. Mm-hmm. It was funny, when we were watching the episode, Ethan said to me, he's like, oh, so, like... does Nick ever come back? Like, does he do Bachelor in Paradise or anything? And I was like, just wait and see. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chris Harrison mentioned like, oh, like, yeah. And you came back to be the Bachelor. And Ethan was like, he was the Bachelor. So I really hope we get to see his season at some point. Do you think we're going to?
I didn't think they were, but then I think, I feel like Chris said something or Nick has said something that it will actually be. And I guess they're not showing Rachel's, they're not showing Emily Maynard's, and there was some like licensing issue. I don't understand why you wouldn't have licensing for your own seasons, but I guess that is a factor for why certain seasons aren't airing, or that's an excuse that's being given, because that's what Nick had said, that like his season is airing but not Rachel's and not Emily's for that reason, because Emily's was a pretty dramatic season as well and has Ari, and so I hadn't thought of that one, but I thought like, yeah, and that makes sense. Like, why wouldn't that would be one that would be on my radar actually to be mm-hmm. shown. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see which ones keep coming up. And they also always seem to throw in a random like check-in. Chris is calling it Bachelor in Quarantine. So last week we saw Peter and Barb and Kelly, and this time we got Hannah Ann and Maddie together separately.
Can you believe
screen?
We wasted time with this interview instead of seeing the proposal?
That would have been an easy cut. Like, why do we need to see that? Like, I guess it was teased for a while and it seemed like, oh, maybe there'll be something interesting, but no.
If I never hear from Maddie or Hannah Ann again, mm-hmm. I will be happy. Like, I don't care about either of those people at this point.
Right, me either. Yeah. Yeah, we could have seen a little of the proposal. We did see, remember Clint and JJ?
Oh my gosh, this was a throwback. I did not remember this.
Yeah, so Clint and JJ, villains on a vill. Like they were.
Oh my god, what? I totally forgot about that. I cackled when he said that.
I didn't remember that they were like talking about like, oh yeah, I love turtles. Like they had such a random conversation shown. But then thinking back, like they definitely like sort of revised how they were presenting this, because on the show, or at least in the advertising, they were trying to play it off like
they
were in love, and that's why Clint was trying to stay on the show, that he was being a villain to just like get Caitlin to like him so that he could stay longer on the show. And then why, like, JJ seemed to stick around. I don't remember, but he seemed to be there for a while. They didn't really resolve mm-hmm. that or show much of JJ, but yeah.
And he also ended up on Paradise after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was weird. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Another thing that stood out to me was the check-in with Jared and Ashley, and Ashley being totally cool with Jared talking about it and looking totally not cool every time like Chris asked anything about like his feelings for Caitlin. Like, oh, no, babe, it's fine, it's fine. And then her like face was frozen, like,
yeah,
know.
And like the way he kept being like, sorry, sorry, like, yeah. You know, that's been an issue in the past.
Right, right. Like they weren't thinking they'd ever have to see this again. But it's just funny to like come out of like they were in Bachelor in Paradise. Like this is the world that they came out of. And she posted something today about like she screenshotted something from the paparazzi, like which must have been Reality Steve, but like a picture of Jared and sending it to mm-hmm. producers, like put him in paradise if Caitlin doesn't pick him. So like, yeah. I don't know. I think she could be a little more lighthearted about it, but I'm not in her shoes. Like it seems like so long ago, like maybe she is okay with it, but like her expression just didn't seem like it. So it was kind of cute in a way, but it's kind of funny too.
Were you surprised we didn't see Tanner and Jade?
Kind of, because when else would they show them? They're not going to do Chris Soul season. I can't imagine. I think because Tanner was such a non-entity, it's like they kind of alluded to him like, oh, the cast, some of your favorites, but really didn't show him at all. Like maybe a little bit in the background. They showed him like with that guy who got drunk the first night,
mm-hmm.
Making a comment. So Tanner really like, I don't know. We didn't really like even think much of him on the show, really. Like he was kind of funny as a narrator, but barely was seen with Caitlin. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that would have been a more interesting check-in than with Ben Higgins, because Ben Higgins is going to be on next week.
Yeah. What do we care?
And they barely showed him with Caitlin either. So didn't really add much to the conversation. So we could have checked in with Tanner and Jade. That would have been a little better. Oh, and then they had Deanna and Claire. Mm-hmm. What did you think of seeing them?
So I'm glad that they're showing us Claire just to mm-hmm. be like, Claire is our next bachelorette. Like, no matter what happens, like, this is happening for her, which I appreciate because I feel like it has been kind of up in the air whether or not they are going to just kind of skip over and be like, sorry, Claire. So I'm glad we're seeing her and they're really being like, hey, yeah, this is happening. Deanna, I didn't watch her season, so I didn't really feel like any particular like affinity or an excitement to see her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get the sense that they're trying to bring some of these bachelorettes in that it's like, hey, we're not going to show your season, like Desiree, Deanna, sorry, but like,
right.
Let's like give you a nod kind of thing. Like, let's like give you a call to be nice or something. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think that's it. even though I really liked her season, it brought us Graham. Desiree's season brought us Brooks. Like, they were pretty, they had some dramatic moments. I liked it, but can't show everybody. And who knows? Maybe there's licensing issues with these ones too.
I feel like quarantine's going to last forever. Like, why can't we just watch those seasons?
Just do, how many? 40 weeks of this?
We can,
It's fun, like, settling in. Like, I broke it up, like, over 2 days to watch it, but I was excited. Like, yeah, let's get the popcorn and see what they're going to show and bring these memories back of a simpler time when we were starting
allowed
out.
To leave the house.
Yeah, we can leave the house.
What was that, our second season of coverage? Because we did Andy's season, right?
So our second Bachelorette season. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I think we were really in love with Ben C at the time, too.
Oh my gosh, were we ever.
I think Bachelor in Paradise, like, took the luster away.
Yeah, absolutely. We were in love with him for years. Every time it was like, oh, who's going to be the next Bachelor? We're like, Ben Z, obviously.
And this show, this episode made him look really good again, too. Like, talking about his mom, and, like, I didn't remember them having such a romantic date before, so it gave him some airtime.
Is this the best group of guys we've seen?
I think so. Because we've had some really dud casting in season.
Yeah.
Like, where we can't even do our draft because we're like, these photos are just terrible. We can't even pick anyone.
Yeah.
The bios are terrible. Uh-huh. And yeah, I think history proves it out based on these people that have been on Bachelor in Paradise. And I think timing wise, too, that it was just when Bachelor in Paradise was starting. And it just makes sense that they've been in the franchise a little longer and more likely to get called back. Because was Ben Z even like, was it 2 seasons ago or last season? Must have been 2.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
It was pretty recent.
I cannot keep track.
Like, he was kind of a surprising choice.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a while back. Yeah. And then we saw Amy Schumer for a little clips. That was kind of fun to remember that.
I forgot about that. I was so excited. That was like my real like Amy Schumer heyday. So I was so excited to see her. I actually in quarantine, I watched her cooking show, which was super cute and a lot of fun.
Nice. Another good rec. I wish like I think just think they did a better job with covering Sean's season, seeing more glimpses. Like, I would have rather seen like a fun date like that, like see the whole thing with Amy Schumer or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah. At least they gave a nod to it. And then the announcement at the end, like that got me, even though I got spoiled on it on social media before I saw it, I did get emotional watching that because we have talked about like how unfair that was to Caitlin. Mm-hmm. How did you feel seeing that she was getting the opportunity to be on Dancing with the Stars?
I'm really excited for her. When they were like, oh, the biggest proposal ever. Mm. And like, I knew I obviously wasn't going to be Jason proposing to Caitlin. So I didn't really know what it was going to be.
So you came in unspoiled. So I'd like
no,
to hear
I knew
how you...
by the time I saw it.
Okay.
I did know what it was going to be. But like when we saw like the previews, I was like, oh, what is this going to be? But I was really excited for her. This is obvious. This is something that she's wanted for a long time. And I'm just glad that they're doing it finally. It feels like a real like reckoning. It feels like they didn't let her be on, and they didn't let her. She got the offer. She was not allowed to do it because they were disappointed in her. Or, like the season was not what they wanted.
No, but they said that they wanted like they don't. They want people to just be focused on finding love and they don't want it to detract, even though Sean Lowe had done it and Chris Soules had done it like just before that, like, oh, we're shifting away. And then Nick got to do it, you know, like multiple people got to do it.
Yeah. So I'm glad she's finally getting this. It does feel like they're trying to make peace with Caitlin and what they did to her, basically. Like, they didn't, I think it was on the Men Tell All or the finale in which they like made her read like all the things where there people were calling her a slut, which was horrific.
Right. And now they're like groundbreaking, like trailblazer, you know? So, I mean, she was, but that's not how they treated her when it happened. But without Caitlin, like we wouldn't have been able to have like Hannah Brown's season or like, Hannah Brown wouldn't have been as accepted for, you know, revealing that she had sex in a fantasy suite. So yeah, it was just nice to see Caitlyn. I wish they would have shown the proposal, and then you could still end on that exciting note, seeing her happy with Jason. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a little weird that they didn't do that. Should we get into questions that we have on this?
Sure.
Episode before we dig into Labor of Love, our other show.
What everyone's here going. For.
Yeah, exactly. So, let us know if you're the Labor of Love, like, diehards that are coming just for that. I'm still enjoying it. This is from an email. Okay, this is from Kaya. Dear Amy and Haley, I just want to say, as a person whose favorite season is Caitlin Bristow's, is a Black chick and lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, the same hometown as Matt James, this week in Bachelor Nation feels like it was made for me. With that said, my question is, what was your favorite moment that may or may not have gotten highlighted in the compressed version of the season? When Caitlin messed up Joshua's haircut, when Amy Schumer roasted JJ Lane, when JJ slapped himself after his confrontation with Clint, Sean accidentally in long johns on the golf course, or something else? Thanks, Kaya.
Kaya sent me this email, I think maybe Sunday or even Saturday. So it's funny that so many of the moments she mentioned were actually highlighted.
Whoa, that's crazy. I didn't think that they would have shown the haircut thing. Like, that's a good thing to
predict. I know.
Yeah.
It's like they hacked my email, or maybe Kaya works for the show. No.
Right. And the JJ Lane, like, the roasting was way at the end. That was so good. And I don't remember that at all.
That was so funny.
And he was totally like, it went over his head. Like, when she's like, yeah, don't worry about that. And he's
just, yeah, you're not the, like, she was just like, you're not the smartest person here, nor are you particularly funny. That was amazing. I think that was my favorite moment. I can't really think of any moments that were my favorite that we didn't see. I think it was a mistake not to show, like, the edge of the cliff breakup, where they kind of made it seem like Chris was just, like, going to jump off the cliff or something.
Right.
And I think we should have seen the proposal. Like, I keep going back to that, but, like, we should have seen it.
I'm sure, obviously, I bet Kaya was assuming that would be shown as well.
Yeah. Another one of my favorite things was the morning after Ben. After his fantasy suite, just that kind of, like, swagger he had walking in the fantasy suite. I remember just loving that.
Oh, that would have been good. Yeah, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more, like, show Ben and Jared, give us a little more meat on that, like, to show how, like, they went 3 and 4.
I forgot Jared was 4.
Yeah. And I remember he had, like, a cute, like, they were more like friend vibes, but they had a cute, like, natural chemistry, like, going, like, I think they went on a road trip in Ireland. The Blarney Stone, maybe.
Yeah, and I feel like it was them who got the only acceptable one-on-one concert in Bachelor history.
Oh, the Cranberries.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have shown. Maybe they couldn't have shown that. Maybe it was, like, not
licensing.
That's the licensing. But that would have been good. And I had forgotten, but I heard it mentioned on another podcast that Tony the Healer was on Caitlin's season. So it was fun to see those eccentric characters. Like, they show that hot tub guy, amateur sex coach. Like, I would like to see the more quirky, like, because Caitlin had fun with those characters, you know, like, she like actually entertained them in conversation. And then, like, she eliminated that guy who got so drunk. Like, wasn't he, like, maybe naked and jumping in the pool? So I think showing her, like, kind of handle herself and, like, make fun of these guys, I think would have been good. But yeah, they showed a lot. I forgot about the Sean, like, stripping, like streaking.
That made me laugh. That was, like, a fun, cute moment for them. I forgot about
it's so much chemistry.
Sean, like, pulling her aside to be like, hey, why did you sleep with Nick? And she's like, honestly, I made a mistake telling you you're the one, and you have to trust me.
I forgot that too. And, like, just, like, how her face dropped when she's like, called his name, and he was like, hey, can I talk to you for a sec? Like, she thought he was leaving, and you could tell that was not what she wanted to happen. So yeah, that they did, you know, some of those moments I had forgotten. But yeah, that's funny that Kaya had, like, predicted some of these things. I totally forgot about Joshua completely.
Me too. I would never in a million years have thought of that.
He was one of those guys that, oh, and wasn't Joe on this season too? Like, Joe went crazy on BIP.
And he had a bad exit from this too.
Yeah,
he had, like, a mean exit,
right? Oh, that would have been good. All right, they need, like, a sequel for Caitlin's.
Yeah.
Here's another. Is this an email too from Dan? Or is this a Facebook? I don't know.
Anyway, it's an email.
Okay,
yeah,
email.
Thanks, Dan.
A nice, short, and concise one. So it could go either way. Now that some of the time has passed, do you have any better understanding of what the hell happened during Peter's After the Final Rose, with Peter and Madison and Barb and then Kelly being in the audience? Dan?
You know what, Dan? I would say it makes me even a little more mad, because it's so clear that, to me at least, that Peter and Kelly had been talking or chatting or something. Mm-hmm. And that the relationship with Madison was so, like, faked and dumb. And, like, it's just like, what's the point? Like, mm-hmm. Do you think Peter got talked into doing this because he's so, like, naive or manipulable? I don't know.
Yeah. It seemed like they either wanted to, like, at the time I was like, oh, they're just, like, playing into the trolls. Like, they want to troll the audience, or,
yeah,
like, they're
with
the rumors.
Kelly, sure, it did feel like that.
Yeah, but I guess not. There must
but with Madison, it's like, what's the point of going through that? Just be like, yeah, we didn't work out, and that's fine.
Yeah, like, they just wanted to make it look like it's kind of like an Ari, kind of like a Jason. Like, they want to mm-hmm. leave some mystery there, or put a bow on it. Like, hey, like, maybe they'll be happy together, guys.
Yeah,
very weird. Yeah, I don't really know. This is from Facebook. Kyle Picard. They didn't show Caitlin giving Sean the final rose / Sean's proposal. Do you think they'll avoid showing the final rose for all the seasons where the couple isn't still together?
I really hope not. I hope this is the only season in which we don't see the proposal, because it just makes no sense for, like, the storyline or even the purpose of this exercise that is showing old seasons. And, mm-hmm. you know, what's the point of not showing the happy ending, even if it didn't necessarily end up happy in the end?
Yeah, I can't imagine. I could see, like, now I'm a little worried about Ben's season. Like, they might show the JoJo thing, because JoJo's happy now and she's going to be, you know, featured on her own one, seems like. And maybe they'll really minimize with Lauren. Or maybe it depends on their relationship with the lead. Like, if Caitlin had contacted them and say, like, I'm really upset about this, and, like, I don't want it to bring, like, hurt my current relationship or something.
Do you think Jason would be upset about something like that? Jason seems, like, pretty chill.
No, I don't think he would. I think they'll show Nick's for sure. Like, he seems, like, fine with, like, talking about it and that it was successful, but it just, like, they weren't meant in the long run, but that, like, she was the one throughout his whole season. So I don't see how they can with all the different seasons they have to show. And if they go back, like, first season, second season, like, I think they'll have to show it, because it's more just historic at this point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that was definitely a miss and doesn't quite make sense. So Ben's, I think, will set the tone. Like, we'll see what they do next week. Ava Pickett, how many times did Chris Harrison say the word intimate, and how much do you think that made his son regret ever helping him?
I think his son just regretted helping him from, like, the very beginning. He just didn't have a way out.
Probably. Do we need to see him, like, every time in the corner there?
No, it's so weird. Again, all the time we wasted looking at Josh, I feel like we could have seen at least some of the proposal.
Right. And if he's controlling it, like, it doesn't seem like he wants to be in that shot.
Yeah.
So, Justin Feinberg, which of these two guys felt more embarrassment and regret while rewatching the night one footage from 5 years ago? Sean E., the dude who's Chiron Red amateur sex coach, or Ryan, the dude who announced to a room full of people that he's horned up?
Do you think either of those guys remember they were on The Bachelorette?
Yeah, or any of them, like, tweeting it out right now, Instagramming it. Like, they're, like, really excited it's airing again.
Yeah. I'd say Shawnee might be excited. I don't think Ryan is.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they could have shown a lot more, probably, so they didn't make them look that bad, but at least Shawnee had a really cool entrance.
Yeah, the hot tub. Yeah, I love that. Unique. That was funny, yeah.
Then Justin Feinberg, do you think Clint still lays in bed and cries thinking about the time 5 years ago when his best friend betrayed him on national television?
Probably, yeah.
Where is Clint? Where are Clint and JJ? Like, did they make amends? Like, why was Clint never
on VIP? No, there's no way.
Like, it seems like someone they would call back, but
there's no way they made amends. I just don't think so.
Justin Feinberg, with all the talk Oh, I'd forgotten about that drawing that he did, though, of Chris Harrison on the Triceratops. That was good.
Yeah.
Justin Feinberg, with all the talk about sex and sex education in this episode, how do you think Chris Harrison's initial conversation with his son Josh about the birds and the bees went? Did Chris talk about Nick and Caitlin's season when explaining things to then 13-year-old Josh?
I think maybe he just showed him like the sex ed date.
Yeah,
I forgot about that date. Ugh, I hated that.
Yeah, and I didn't remember that it was a prank. Like, I didn't remember that it was actors.
Can you believe Ben was a, like, took sex ed like as a teachable in college?
No, I did not know that. Did not. Yeah, that surprised me. I guess it was like the best Ben clip they had, because from what I remember, like, I was just kind of like surprised that he was even chosen as the Bachelor. Like, I just felt like he was kind of bland on her season. Like, it didn't seem like, you know, it seemed like he was a good looking guy, but yeah, that she had more chemistry with others, obviously. And that we didn't get to like see a lot of like content from him, from what I remember. And they didn't show much from him. Yeah, they could have just had Josh sitting in the audience. He could have been one of the, get his SAG card by like sitting there as one of the actors. Jessica Sterling, please talk about how uncomfy Chris asking Ashley and Jared's sex life made you. Yeah, they're at her parents.
I hate it.
And how uncomfy it made them too. Like, yeah, they just like were not chill for that. Like, they were not prepared, I don't think, for like that Zoom call.
Yeah, it was weird.
Jessica Sterling also wants to know, does Caitlin have the best overall cast of men? Same question you asked, in recent history. So yeah, we did answer that.
I think so. I really do think so.
Yeah. Because I feel like recent casts, like, there's always like someone, even someone who gets to like final six, we're like, we've never seen this person. They've never gotten a date. You know? So,
well, just think about JoJo's cast and how much we hated everyone.
They couldn't get a bachelor out of that. Like, yeah, you're upset about, like, if people are upset about Nick being cast, like, you want Robbie? You want Chase?
Can you imagine? Luke?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God,
Luke, yeah. Justin Feinberg, how much time do you think Nick Viall spends self-reflecting and wondering how during his two stints on The Bachelorette he lost out to two overly possessive macho asshats?
Yeah, that's tough. I told Ethan that he was on the season before and he got dumped at final two, and he was like, no, no, like, oh no, poor guy. I was like, yeah.
That is interesting. Like, I guess I always liked Sean more. But yeah, he did really behave terribly in that season, towards just like couldn't even call Nick by his name. And yeah, just but I think just because like I liked them together. Whereas with Josh, like, we got to see that, like, his true colors at other times as well. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's interesting because I think too, in both those seasons, like, Nick was a huge factor in their breakups. Like, it sounds, yeah, like even Sean, like, couldn't really get past it. And that's definitely like Josh could not get past that. Like, I guess Andy maybe didn't reveal that, like, what happened, and was like really upset that Nick brought it up on after the final rose. So like they came on the show, but weren't really cool with the concept of the show and the format.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think Nick, like, he's loving that he's back on TV right now. Like, he's just,
oh,
loving,
my God, that
he can that talk
dude
about
loves
his season.
Anytime he can get on television for anything.
Yeah, like, he's just like, and here's what, because I've heard him on Chatty Broads, and he's just like, he's like reliving his like greatest hits. Like, I loved like how that breakup looked. Like, that was my best moment on all these shows. Like, he's just like living for it right now. So I'm happy for him. Let's see. I think that was it for questions. Let me just make sure. Yes. So, oh no, Felipe Shimon just was excited. Caitlin on DWTS, which, yeah, like, I am going to have to watch at least her clips because
yeah,
I'm excited for
sure.
Her. And I can already see it. There's going to be one of her dances is going to be to her single. Like, they'll find a way to like do a version of it. And like, it's just like all her bucket list things are coming true. So that's cool for her.
I still haven't listened to it. I should.
I've only heard clips, but yeah, I think I'm sure that, or some other song, like, she'll get to debut a song. Like, she's smart. She like has like created so many businesses for herself. And like, I think she'll use this to her full advantage as well. Like, as she should. So that's really cool. And she could win. She's like has a dancing background and
yeah,
you know, Hannah won sure. and the huge audience behind her. So yeah, that's very cool. And who knows when Dancing with the Stars will get to film. That's very close contact. Like we have to be
very close. Yeah.
Like, are they going to quarantine somewhere as well? So, but yeah, whenever that films, that's exciting. All right. Labor of Love. The other show that we're watching, it airs on Thursday nights on Fox with the lead Christy looking for future father of her children. So this episode, let me see. I actually took notes on this one because
you did.
Yeah,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Hard to remember.
Yeah.
Once we see 3 hours of The Bachelor,
I thought this was another nice episode. I think that's this whole show is just kind of like nice. It's it feels like relaxing. It doesn't feel super intense, and even the dramatic doesn't. The drama doesn't feel like super intense, and I think Christy has a very calming presence, which I dig. Mm-hmm. I'm liking this show. I think it's kind of fun. So we have a couple dates in this episode. The first one goes to Alan, mm-hmm. But not until after he brings her some food that he made for her, which kind of got in on. Oh my God, I can't remember. Keith's idea to bring her some fried chicken. Mm-hmm. I think I would have preferred the fried chicken.
This was the question I was going to have for you. You know, as like, you know, you're a co-host on the Top Chef for Half Of and, you know, a snack chat aficionado. Yeah. So I was going to say, like, would you have rather gotten Alan's stew or the chicken and, yeah, the fried chicken and I think like greens or something?
I bet I would have loved Alan's stew, mm-hmm. but it's hard to say no to homemade fried chicken.
Yeah, I think if I'm like filming all day, living in a house, like stew would be like, you know, I wouldn't be as excited, even though I'm sure it was very good. But yeah, Alan just kind of overstepped. I guess stew was faster to make or you just like went over there first and that made Keith like throw a wine glass on the ground and he ended up like finding a way to like one up Alan. I didn't think it was going to work because I thought it would be like, okay, well, he's going to put it on the doorstep when Alan's coming back for a nightcap, but Alan's going to come in for a nightcap. So that's going to win out. But Alan like acted like he wanted to come back and then didn't go in with Christy. Like what was that about? Like, I still don't understand.
I think maybe he just like wasn't that into her.
Yeah, maybe because it was like, yeah, they had their, one of those like smashing things dates like we've seen on The Bachelorette before, spray paint, you know, your fears or whatever, what's been holding you back. We've seen that on Too Hot to Handle, things like that, and then destroy it some way. So they seem to have chemistry on that date. She obviously like found him attractive, she was saying, but this lost him a lot of points where he like was more concerned about the guys back at the house and not wanting to like go in and knowing that he said something like they have interesting feelings for you as well or something like that. And yeah, maybe he just felt like they actually really like her and I'm just kind of like, I'm not sure. So do I want to like overstep if, you know, I'm not as serious about it?
That's kinda... Yeah. I thought it was pretty strange, honestly. One of our favorite things to say about The Bachelor, and it applies here, is like, don't spend your time talking about the other people in the house. And yeah. I think that's true even when you're just, you
saying
like
positive
the other
things.
People.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. We don't usually see this, but yeah, it's kind of the other way. Like if you're just like, yeah, we're broing down and it's like so much fun back at the house. Like that's not, well, we saw it kind of on Caitlin's season when they showed that clip of Clint talking about JJ. Like he was just talking about like, yeah, we're having a lot of fun. Like, and so I think she was like, well, it's not about JJ right now. Like this is between me and you. So yeah, not a good look. But I guess he sticks around until the end and he's one of the people that she wants to talk to. And another thing we don't usually see on The Bachelor, Bachelorette is she actually lets him go. Like she's looking you know what, like, this is somebody like in my 20s that I probably would have like kept around.
Yeah.
She like looked, like analyzed it and was like, no, this is like, he did not prioritize me. So I love that. That was something
I really love the introspection here. Mm-hmm. You know, I love how mature Christy is and how she looks at relationships. So it's fun to see this. And I'm hoping this is what we get from Claire's season, because she is a little bit older. We really do get that. Like, I'm not here to waste time. If you want to spend time talking about the other guys in the house, great. You're going to leave, because this is about me and our relationship and whether or not I can find a partner.
I'm totally rooting for that now. Like, I want Claire to like get rid of like the hottest guy, like 3 weeks in, and he'll be shocked and like, don't give him a chance at VIP. Like, all the guys, another interesting point now is like, all the guys know, like, they're not going to be the Bachelor on her season. So
yeah,
maybe they will 2 years from now, who knows, but like, they have to be there for Claire, or, you know, their social media followings. It's not going to be for, they're not getting Bachelor after this. So yeah, that'll be interesting.
And so then there's a second date with Gary, who I feel like we haven't seen a whole lot from. And I feel like we didn't even really see a whole lot from him in this date.
It was like the worst date. Like, it was good in that it showed that he was a really like great with kids, but like, he didn't, I don't think they kissed or anything, because like, as soon as like the kids left, he had to host a birthday party for the neighborhood mom. Apparently she's like, oh yeah, Kristen Davis said you could host. See you later. Here's all the kids. Like, not set up at all, but, they like finally got their alone time in the bouncy house. And then was it Stuart? A couple of the guys came over and was like, oh, we got to pull Christy away now. Sorry.
So weird. And I thought it was interesting that Keith was like, I'd be so pissed if this were me. This is so stupid. Like, I don't want kids on my date. Like, there's a church. I like kids, but I don't want them on my date. And it's kind of like, well,
why are you there?
I don't know. This is for you, bud.
Yeah. These are like, they called all these things like tests. Up until this point, they're like, well, there's no like test this week, but there's dates. But that is a test. If you're responding to it like that, that's probably not, like, if she finds out about it, probably not good. And then they do a game with whiteboards. And I wanted it to be like, okay, you actually answer the question, you write one word, like, but they all seem to write essays on these whiteboards. It's really annoying to me.
Yeah.
Like, do you want a boy or a girl first? And they would write like an essay on their whiteboard.
Like, I want them. I need my last name to be continued on.
Yeah. At least he was honest about that, I guess. But yeah, everyone else was like, did like, yeah. I mean, I guess maybe that was the test, that she didn't want them to just like say their first instinct or whatever. But then Matt, like, really, he was kind of like doing well.
He took a nosedive of this episode.
He could not handle the whiteboard game. Like, he's just like, I'm not into this. And so when they asked, do you want a boy or girl first, he wrote dog. What?
Yikes.
And then like the childcare answer didn't like sit well with Christy, because he didn't like seem to like take any involvement in that and wanted like her to take care of the kids mixed with his family. So she was like, well, that didn't match up with her answer. So yeah, then he kind of,
I love Gary's answer. I think Gary was the one to be like, me, like, I set myself up a good career so that I could do this.
Yeah. That's cool. And then we saw a couple of mini dates where Kyle took her away for this blindfold date to have like chocolate covered strawberries. And she was loving that.
I would never in my life want to do this.
The blindfold part?
Please don't blindfold me.
The snacks are good though, right?
Like, I do sweets. Love a snack.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to enjoy the snack and see the snack and not be worried if I'm being kidnapped.
Right. I have to think Kyle gets a one-on-one next week, because she keeps talking about Kyle, and yeah, they haven't had that time. So then we saw Trent as well. We haven't seen the one-on-one, but he like went over to her side of the house, the other house across the way, and taught her the two-step. Marcus starts worrying that he's falling a little bit behind because he had like the first date. So it's that classic syndrome we see on Bachelorette, the first one-on-one.
I thought it was interesting. I will say, I like how honest Christy's being to the camera and to the guys. I like that she said to Trent, like, you and I are so different, but I like that you're giving me some fun, like, that I wouldn't expect, you know. So I like that she's telling him that. I like that she's telling us that. I love a mini date. I think it's important to be able to get time. And I think Christy really appreciates the guys who put in an extra effort to get to know her. Like you said, we see her call a couple guys over to talk to at the end. So who does she talk to? She talks to Matt, Alan, and Keith, and Trent. And Alan and Matt are the two guys she sends home. She just thinks that they don't have a connection. Alan was because he wasn't focused on her. Matt, he just kind of like didn't have the same expectations for a relationship and for a family that Chrissy did. I think those are completely fair reasons. And Keith and Trent are two people she wanted to commend.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, because she hasn't had that extended time with them. So we don't usually see on these dating shows, like usually there's people that they never get the one-on-one and then they just get sent home because it's just like it never went there. So I like that she's like, okay, I gave these other guys a chance, but then I'm finding out things about them. Like maybe they were initially like at the top of her list, but they don't actually match her criteria in the end. And so it's like, let me get to know these other guys and get rid of the ones that, even though the audience doesn't know them that well, like she's trying to get to know them. I don't think anyone, the guys in the house, there's a lot, some conflict with Keith. Like they're like, oh, he has a temper. She doesn't know about it, but nobody's like brought that to her attention yet. So I don't know if that's going to be a storyline coming up or not. But then Marcus decides to walk her home, which is just like, what, like 10 feet?
But I know, but I loved it. I really love this move. Me too. Just be like, hey, I'm going to walk you home. I'm going to make sure I'm on the top of your mind. And they had a really like passionate kiss. I don't often, I'm like into like the kisses on the show, but I was like appreciative of this one. I think, and I love that she, what did she tell him? Like, or maybe it was the one, preview for next year.
No, she said, you're the one who made this real for me.
Oh, I love that. I loved it. I think Marcus is the front runner here. And I think both of us would be pretty pleased if he was the
one.
I'd
be so excited for him. Like, he can stop finding shows to be on and like just be happy. And it sounded like he's like reduced hours on his job to like make room for a family. So it just seemed like kind of like perfect for him. They're really cute together. He
needs to be in Chicago with his job.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be like, it seemed like full circle for us. Like, there's that tie, you know? And yeah, I would have thought Alan and Marcus were like the top. Stuart's up there too. So now that Alan's out of it, it's like, ooh, I'm really rooting for Marcus now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So that's it for that. Anything else you're excited about? You recommended Amy Schumer's cooking show.
That was
for
cute.
Quarantine. Anything else coming up that you want to plug or tell people where to find you?
I can't remember if it was, the time is just flying by. You know, I think I talked about it last week. I was on Robin and Kevin Need a Podcast with Ethan. We played Pointless. That was a lot of fun. If you haven't checked that out already, that do so. I think the video is up on YouTube too. The Top Chef finale is coming up this week. And so we'll be podcasting about it this weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be sad. But I think we're going to try and come up with a concept to keep podcasting.
Ooh.
In the off season. We haven't quite nailed down that yet, but I'm excited to do that. I just posted a blog today about why I'm excited that Matt James has been named The Bachelor. So you can check that out on strongtakes.ca. Other than that, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @strong_.
Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter at @RHAP_recapper. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.